This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on 16th of July, that is Thursday. Well, after a volatile Wednesday, it was a terrific Thursday as bulls managed to push the benchmark indices higher by over 1% each. Now, Sensex rallied by over 400 points while Nifty 50 reclaimed 10,700 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex rose 1.1% to close at 36,471, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 1.1% again to close at 10,739. Now, sectorally, IT, healthcare, banks, auto and metal stocks saw some buying while selling pressure was visible in telecom and power stocks. Now, the large part of the rally was led by IT as well as healthcare stocks. Now, the market breadth was in favor of declines, which does not really augur well for the bulls. Now, it is better to remain stock specific rather than looking at the index movement. That's what most experts suggest at this point in time. Now, ground realities remained a little changed as the virus infections and geopolitical tensions created uncertainty on the global economic recovery. Investors need to remain stock specific and the earnings results and commentary should be watched out for. Now, on the broader markets front, if you look at the mid cap index, it closed with gains of 0.7%. If you look at the small cap index, it was down by 0.13%. So you could say, it sort of a mixed performance was seen from the broader market space, and both the broader market indices actually underperformed the benchmark indices. Now, if you look at the gainers, now M&M, BPCL, Infosys, and Britannia Industries were the top Nifty gainers, and in terms of losers, Zee Entertainment, ITC, Tech Mahindra, and Bharti Infratel were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the IT index rose 4%, followed by the healthcare and the BankEx, which were up 1.2% each. Selling pressure was visible in the telecom space, which was down 1.5%, and if you look at the power index, that fell 0.96%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Dabur India, Bharti Infratel, Infosys, and BPCL, while long buildup was seen in stocks like Britannia Industries, MFSL, Ujjivan Financial Services. Now, nearly 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Britannia Industries, TCS, L&T Infotech, and Dr. Lal PathLabs, as well as Infosys. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Infosys stock surged over 9% after the company declared its June quarter numbers. CLSA, Nomura, and Citi have initiated a buy call on the stock and have also raised the target price. L&T Infotech was another stock which jumped 5% after hitting fresh all-time high around about 2340. Federal Bank was also up 4%. Titagarh Wagon share jumped 5% after the company acquired shares held by Mathieu SAS France. Yes Bank stock was down by 6%. Bajaj Consumer stock rallied 20% after the company reported a net profit of 54.19 crores in June quarter against 24 crores in the year ago period. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a hammer-like pattern on the charts, and the index has been respecting its trendline support, which is definitely a positive sign. In fact, now Nifty needs to hold above 10,700 zone to witness a bounce towards 10,850 and 10,900 levels, while on the downside, support is seen at 10,600 and then 10,550. Now, India VIX fell down by 3.53% to 25.36 levels. Again, that's a positive sign, but overall, lower volatility is ruling out major declines, but suggests a limited upside as well. That's what most technical experts suggest. Now, on the options front, maximum put open interest is placed at 10,000 followed by 10,500, while maximum call open interest is placed at 11,000 followed by 11,500 strikes. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.